Chapter 38. We were roaring along at 110 miles per hour back into Mexico. I might as well buy a condo there. Feels like my second home. No, wait, first home. I spent more time there than I did in Texas. In my head, anyway. After an hour of chit-chat among the crew, we began to quiet down. Mission protocol was to start focusing mentally on what was ahead for each of us, focusing on the execution of the basics. All right, platoon. Listen up, I said over the radio. The intel on the compound is that it's occupied by both hostile and neutral persons. But I'm not interested in being morally correct on this one. I'm not interested in you fine folks losing life or limb. The ROE on this op is fire away. Drop zone in sight, said the pilot. Range to target 6 clicks. My crew started murmuring to each other in reaction, but I kept talking. Expect every single thing in that place to want you dead on arrival. Even the chef will throw his fork at you if he can. Shoot to kill. And that's exactly what we did. 10 minutes later, we hadn't even commenced our fast rope insertion, and we were already embroiled in an air-to-ground gunfight. We were firing on their watchtower. They were firing on our broadside. We were at war with Diego. Fast roping works best when you can destroy whatever is shooting at you before you drop down next to it and cuddle. In our case, it was a genuine watchtower. 2 enemies with M24 rifles. Mid-conversation, mid-smoke. They looked up, saw us on the horizon, and shot us up. We saw them and returned service. The ROE, the rules of engagement, were wide open for us. My teams had been so battered by Diego over the years, they were now playing the feud game. Scars were deep. Memories were long. Show up and shoot. I slid down the rope and greeted the ground along with a flood of bullets from the patio. Some douche decided to buy himself a Gatling gun and mount it by his pool. That's what was now besieging me and Marcus as we were the first on the ground. However, with 2 quick shots from a rifle...